So talk about second chances. We discussed Michael Vick's sort of resurgence earlier in the hour. Well, he's not convicted of anything, but Jerry Brown is back in the governor's seat in the state of California. What does it mean? He takes office amidst a fiscal crisis in California that's extraordinary and unprecedented and certainly bedeviled the governorship of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who precedes him. But we want to talk about Jerry Brown. Who is he? He's back with Bruce Kane, who's a political science professor at UC Berkeley and executive director of the UC Center in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
And getting up very early, a constituent of Jerry Brown's in the city of Oakland, where he was mayor before he became governor for the second time, Pete Nix, Oakland resident, documentary filmmaker, also friend of The Takeaway. Good morning, Pete.
Hi, John.
So your mayor is now your governor. What message do you have for the people of the state of California who maybe are too young to remember Jerry Brown, the first act, and are about to get a dose of Jerry Brown, the second act, as governor?
I know. Governor Moonbeam is back. And I remember when he sort of took the reins here in Oakland, going down to his loft. He had there was a press conference down in his loft. He had an industrial sort of building in Jack London Square, and it had this sort of open, accessible feel. And, you know, he always had this image, and you sort of squinted. He looked like the Andy Warhol of politicians. And he's a different guy. And but he proceeded to really dig in and try to get stuff done in Oakland. And he had the 10K project, and he wanted to bring people into downtown and attract business and developers. And he started that, and I think the recession has stalled it. But, you know, you do have this sense with this guy that he's going to challenge the progressive ideology in the interest of economic development. He's going to do things different. And at this point, with what California is facing, it gives you some confidence that, you know, hey, let's let this guy take a crack at this thing.
That's Pete Nix, Oakland resident and documentary filmmaker responsible for the groundbreaking The Waiting Room series on health care in Oakland, California. Bruce Kane, what is the Jerry Brown of today that might resemble the Jerry Brown of the 1970s when he was also a governor of the state of California? And is he going to need that old Jerry Brown to get anything done in the 21st century?
I think, well, there are two things. One, I think his frugality. I mean, he basically does believe that government should do big things, but in the most efficient way possible. And the other thing is that he's not afraid to break away from the Democratic orthodoxy if he has to. And in his first round of governorship, that meant that he was often fighting with the Democratic legislature. But I think what it means with respect to this fiscal crisis is that what it's going to take is persuading Democrats that there have to be some cuts and persuading Republicans that there have to be at least tax extensions and quite possibly some additional taxes. And to carve out that sort of middle ground, you got to be an independent, strong person who's not going to just adhere to the orthodoxy of the party. And I think that is one thing that Jerry Brown could deliver.
All right, let's listen to him in his victory speech on November 3rd this year.
I'm hoping and I'm praying that this breakdown that's gone on for so many years in the state capitol, and we're watching it in Washington, that the breakdown paves the way for a breakthrough. And that's the spirit that I want to take back to Sacramento 28 years later, full of energy, full of creativity, and ready to serve you, the people of California. Thank you very much for helping and getting us here. Thank you.
Pete Nix, do people in California really buy that he's back with new creativity and new ideas, and he can actually break this gridlock in California that so bedeviled Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I think that there's a sense that this guy has changed. I mean, he's definitely, over his career, you've seen a trajectory. And I think when he came through Oakland with the 10K project and all that, you did see a change. And now he's going into rough seas, and it's clear that something he's going to have to bring something to the table that's different and new. And he's not running again. And so he has the freedom potentially to do that. But I really think that, you know, there's a sense with this guy that he's going to try to get stuff done, that he's really shed this Governor Moonbeam stigma that I think followed him for some time.
And, of course, he was a national presidential candidate as well. That's Pete Nix, an Oakland resident and documentary filmmaker, a constituent of Jerry Brown, who was mayor of Oakland, California, before he became governor from 1999 to 2007. Bruce Cain, you know, there are some who have said that if Meg Whitman hadn't run for this office, that Jerry Brown wouldn't be governor, that in a sense he was the refuge from all that disturbed Californians about Meg Whitman's idea that she was going to buy the Sacramento job there. Do you think Jerry Brown brings something intrinsic to the challenges of being governor in California, or he's benefiting from something of an anomaly?
Well, first of all, let's understand that it's not as if the Republicans have a deep bench with lots of great candidates, and Meg Whitman was probably the strongest candidate that they could, could find. But I think the problem in California is that you don't have a lot of very seriously experienced people to deal with the current situation. And Californians had tried the novelty person, i.e. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he came in with some very naive views about government and how easy it was to sort of break up the boxes and save money. And it took him a couple of years to sort of really catch on to how complicated the situation is. Now they've got somebody who's been there for 8 years, who's seen all these problems, who understands the complexity, not only as governor, but also has been down at local government level. And I think that's a key part of the solution, is that they've got to figure out a way to stop bailing out local governments so that the state isn't collecting the money for local governments, and let local governments have the capacity to raise the money themselves. And Jerry understands that from both sides of the equation, and he's already indicated that that's where he's going to go. So I think Californians were looking for somebody who understood the problem and had experience, and I think that's what they've got.
So maybe the takeaway here is this curious combination of experience and progressivity and a reputation for frugality makes Jerry Brown as rare as a Napa Cabernet, a high-end Cabernet. Bruce Cain, political science professor at UC Berkeley, thanks so much.
Oh, glad to be here.
Also, thanks to Pete Nix, Oakland resident and documentary filmmaker, author and producer of The Waiting Room Project. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, and good morning.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.